oldest buddy of mine decided that we'd go fishing one time. So we drove to the lake with my brand new bass boat.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, there is a huge event. Ronnie Millsaps, the legendary Ronnie Millsaps, final Nashville concert involving more than 30 incredible artists. I mean, everybody inside and outside Nashville is going to be there. Sarah Evans, Lori Morgan, Kelly Clarkson, Trace Adkins. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the list goes on. None bigger than the man on the phone, the iconic Ray Stevens. Ray, how are you?
I don't know if I'm iconic, but I'm all right. How are you?
Doing great, man. This is some kind of a deal, isn't it? When were you the first one in?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. They called me and asked me, would I do it? And I said, of course. I've known Ronnie for a long, long time, and we've been friends, and so of course I would do it.
Do you remember the first time you met Ronnie Millsap?
I think the first time I met him, I sold him my house. I had a house here. I had a house here, and he was in the market, and he came by and looked at it, and it was for sale, and he bought it. So I think that was the first time I met him. Of course, I had known of him before that, but this was, set in the 70s.
Wow. Wow. You guys ever tour together?
I don't think so. No.
No. I mean, you've got a lot of your own stuff going on. I totally understand that.
I guess. I don't know.
How's the cabaret?
Cabaret is great. And you got to come by first chance you get. We have a 20-piece orchestra, and we have a great time.
Yeah, that's a fantastic looking place. I mean, it beats touring and I guess beats Branson, huh?
Well, I don't know if it beats Branson, but I live in Nashville, and so it's good to be home. The reason I built the place in the first place is I was tired of the road.
Right.
And so I live 15 minutes away, and it's really kind of convenient, you know?
Yeah. No, that's incredible. Well, and anybody with a catalog like you have, I mean, you could perform for, 7 hours every day with the stuff you have. So you got more than enough material for sure. We're talking to Ray Stevens here in the National Defense and the big Nashville concert, the final Nashville concert for Ronnie Millsap. And Ray, are you guys going to sing Ronnie Millsap songs, or how's that going to work?
I think so. Yeah, I'm doing a couple of hits that he had, and I believe that's the agenda.
Yeah, everybody's got their favorite Ronnie songs. I love Smoky Mountain Rain. I mean, he's got so many hits, just like you do. I mean, you guys could trade songs all night, but
well, I don't know about that, but that might be fun, you know.
And then you got all these other people that jumped right in. Trace Adkins, Ricky Skaggs, Stephen Curtis Chapman. I mean, this is some kind of a thing, and it's a special thing, I think, Ray, that happens only in Nashville or only in country music, where there's that community, you know, of people that just genuinely care about each other, right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's a funny thing, but I think artists in all different categories of music really care for the other guys in their category, you know, and that can spill over too. I mean, you don't have to be country music to be well thought of. I'm a big fan of just about everybody that's ever had a hit record. So, you know.
Right, right. Well, and you know, what year did you break into country music? Was that in the 70s?
Nah, it was 62. I had a hit that made the country charts, a song called Ahab the Arab.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you think you could record that one today?
Probably could. I don't know. Somebody said it was politically incorrect, so sorry about that. But it's not intended to be. It was just a little novelty song that I wrote in 1962, and that's I would point out though that during Desert Storm, when the U.S. Army tanks were chasing Saddam across the desert, the radio intercom and all those tanks was playing. And
I remember that. I remember that. So, Ray, just so you know, most of our audience is active duty military veterans and their families all around the world and on Armed Forces Radio Network. I'm sure you have done a lot of shows for those folks.
Well, I guess so, from time to time. You know, it's I've been doing this for since I was 15 years old, so that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And doing a great job of it, too, because, you know, after the novelty songs that kind of got you started in the streak, man, then you put out some just, you know, some incredible music. And still, your rendition of Misty, for me, is the best ever.
Well, you know, that was an accident. We were, my band and I were rehearsing in the recording studio, wasn't a session going on, and during the break in rehearsal, we started clowning around with this old blues jazz standard, Misty, and up to that time, the biggest record was recorded with a big orchestra, Johnny Mathis,
right.
I think, and we were doing it with a banjo and a fiddle and a steel guitar, and it started sounding so good, I called the engineer in, and we made the record in two takes.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it usually takes a lot more than that, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And after two takes, it sounded like it wasn't broke, so we put it out. And sure enough, that record won a Grammy for the best arrangement of the year that year.
Wow. Wow. Who's playing a banjo on that?
Mark Cass Stevens.
Okay. All right. Man, that's an incredible banjo.
Yeah, oh, he's
with that song.
Terrific. Yeah.
So, you know, all these different artists that are coming to the Ronnie Millsap tribute, anybody that you're closer to than, like, who's your favorite or your best buddy in country music?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I like everybody. I hope I don't have any enemies. And so, you know, that's a question I can't really answer at this point.
The first time we had Trace Adkins on the show, I was doing a morning show in Kansas City, and Trace was just coming out for, I think, his first tour, and he sits down, and, you know, he got that big voice, got that, hey, Randy, how you doing? And no way I could compete with that, so I had a little equalizer on my board, and I lowered my voice to match his voice. And I said, Trace, if we're going to talk to you, I'm going to have to talk like this the entire interview. And he has never forgotten that. You know, that's the other thing that I've always noticed too, Ray. I've done, you know, hundreds of interviews with country artists and different people, but country artists are just such human people. I mean, they will sit down, they'll have fun with you, they'll laugh. I know it's almost cliche to say, but it's really just very down to earth.
Well, you know, why not? I mean,
yeah, right.
I know some guys, and I won't mention any names, but they think that once you get a few hit records, you've got to be a snob or something. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that happen too. I've seen that happen too. But your entire career, Ray, you've been so in touch with the fans, and I can remember during a pandemic, you were doing stuff online just to keep people entertained.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a lot of help. I got a guy that helps me with the online stuff, and so, you know, he's pretty busy.
yeah, he does a great job, whoever that is, because
Andy Furcus.
Andy, yeah. Furcus. I mean, you always stay in touch with everybody. Hey, and you know, you mentioned you sold Ronnie Millsap your house, and you got a house on the market right now. Is that why you're doing this benefit? You want to sell him your other house?
No, he's still in that house, by the way.
Is he really?
Oh yeah, he loved it, and it was a great house. But I was needing to move on real estate wise, and so I let it go. And sometimes I look back and wish I hadn't sold it. But then again, you know, I've got a house now, though, that I've put on the market. I bought the house in 2016, and my wife and I were going to remodel it and move in, and then she died, and so I decided I didn't want to live in this house by myself. So
yeah. Well,
I just put it on the market.
It is such a beautiful mansion, basically, in Belle Meade, which is a historic part of Nashville, and you got it on for a little over $8 million. Can I make payments on that?
That's up to you and the bank.
I think the bank would have much more say in it than I would.
As far as I'm concerned, you can sign up for anything you want.
Well, Ray, listen, this is going to be quite the show coming up on October 3rd, this Tuesday, Bridgestone Arena. And I'm not sure if tickets are still available. I would think this thing would sell out immediately. But 30 different artists, including yourself, and you got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am. And, are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to be there. That's my goal.
Maybe I'll meet you on Tuesday night then.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic, because I'd like to go to the I want to go to the cabaret, too.
Yeah, good. That would be great.
You get shows every Friday there?
I have a show every Saturday here.
Every Saturday.
Now, this Friday, it fluctuates. This Friday, I'm doing a show because Saturday, I'm going to be singing the Tennessee Waltz down at the state capitol. They have an annual thing every year to raise money for the Tennessee State Museum, and so I'm going to sing. Every year they have some artists come in and sing the Tennessee Waltz, and this year they asked me to do it, and I said, of course, and I'll be down there Saturday. I'm here at the cabaret on Saturday.
I've heard about that. I've heard about that tradition. I'm originally from Knoxville. And I'm dumbfounded why they would let a Georgia boy sing the Tennessee Waltz.
Well, they've let a lot of people that weren't native sing the Tennessee Waltz.
Listen, you're about as Nashville as they come, Ray.
I've been here since 62 and loved every minute of it.
Oh, man, absolutely. Ray, thank you so much for the time. Continued great success. And if I get to this thing, I'm going to look you up.
Great, Randy.
All right,
look forward to it.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Dog paddling and dragging him, and finally made it to a little sandbar just big enough for two. And it was way after dark when that helicopter came with that big searchlight calling our names, and Harold looked up the sky and said, Lord, is that you? And then he knelt there in that heavenly glow and said, Lord, you know I ain't ready to go, so if you'd pass me by tonight, I will reform. And then they threw down a raft and I paddled us home, and he never touched a drop from that moment on. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, his miracles to perform. Never go fishing with a man who has been drinking, cause things just might not work out like you wish. Just leave that fool at home to drink, he'd be just as happy fishing in the kitchen sink. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish. Don't go near the water with a man too drunk to fish.
Hey, Raymond, you got one.